Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is the Back Room every Thursday night, 6 till 7. playing the best in new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk music. Kicking off there with Modern Love, new one from them, that is called Can't Stop Dancing. This is BB Doobie. New from BB Doobie, and that is called Beaches. On the show tonight, my special guest, I'm going to be chatting to the frontman of the Sherlocks, Kieran. Going to be chatting about the new album, the new single, new tour, all that kind of stuff. And also I'm going to be talking to Johnny Lloyd, frontman of Tribes, and has a solo album now. And he's out on tour. Going to be chatting to both those guys tonight. Also, music news, local national gig guide, new album releases. And this is new from Ludwig Hart. This is Don't Stop.
I
with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on the back room. Future Sounds.
Thank you.
New track by The Horrors, they are back. The Silence That Remains, loving that. This is Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room. And let's talk about the next guest. They are called The Sherlocks, local boys. Had them on the show a few times. They're on the fifth album, which is going to be out on February the 21st next year. Everything must make sense. Got Kieran on the line straight after a new track from them. This is Man on the Loose.
Kieran from the Sherlocks.
Good evening, mate.
We're no strangers, are we?
No.
Always having a chat about the new stuff and kind of what's going on in the band's life. And you're such a busy band.
Yeah, we love it. We thrive off it. And when we're not doing something, it feels a bit weird. We haven't been on a UK tour this year, as far as headline gigs, and that's felt pretty weird. I think probably since the start of the band, every single literally every single year that the band's been going, we'll have done some kind of UK tour, and we haven't done it this year, so it feels weird.
But what you did do was something very special. And last time I spoke to you, just about to play Don Valley, and I was there, and awesome.
Yeah. No, well, thank you. We loved it. It were good. It were, I think we've been after doing something in Sheffield for ages like that. I think the last couple of times, it sort of felt like, I don't know, like we maybe hadn't reached as potential in Sheffield. I still feel like we can grow a lot more in Sheffield. It's very much like an hometown gig for us. So I think we've got that accustomed to playing the O2 Academy all the time. I don't even know if it's going to open again. That is it shut for good? Or
it's gone very low key. I mean, nobody knows. Everything's going to the Octagon, and I know we're going to. I'll talk about that in a minute. But you're going to be playing the Octagon. I don't know. Nobody hears anything about the Academy anymore. So who knows?
No, I know. It's a shame. It'd be nice if it opened again. But yeah, that sort of turned into like the staple gig for Sheffield, like O2 Academy, and it's been. But it just felt like. This year we just needed to do something different and just break off and in a sad kind of way with that happening with O2, it kind of forced us into a position where it's like, well, that's not available now, so like, what are you going to do? We were actually we had a gig booked in at the O2, if you can remember, and we had to like shuffle venues about, and we did two nights of plug or
that's
network.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, that just sort of really. It were like, yeah, we need to do something different. So we did Don Valley, and it was a great day. Some great bands joined us.
Absolutely. You got the weather. The weather worked out. It was
the weather. It was a class.
A blessing.
I really enjoyed it, and I think that's just a sign of things to come. I think we enjoyed doing that outdoor vibe, and I think the fans did as well. It was good.
No, absolutely. And, you know, your last album, People Like Me, and you got, you know... got number four, great number, you know, in the top five, brilliant. And now you're onto your fifth album. You've released a stormy new record, Man on the Loose. It feels like that's arena ready.
Yeah, we just had a blast, mate, to be fair. Like, we got in studio again, and same as the last, certainly same as the last album, the songs weren't really ready. Choruses weren't wrote, but we just got this weird thing where when we get in studio, things seem to like just work themselves out. I never really worry too much. We've done it that many times now, like this being the fifth time. I've got confidence in lads, and I think they've got confidence in me that the songs will get finished. So we don't really, we don't worry too much. And I think the ideas have just been flowing out of us where we've just thought, if the songs, although not finished, there's a base for like a good song there, we'll just get in studio. We book some studio time, and that's exactly what this time. We just went to Manchester, a studio called Red City Recordings with a guy called Dave Jones, who did, actually, on the last album, he produced Remember All the Girls, the first track.
Okay, yeah.
So we knew Dave were a good guy, and we're always going to use him. It's just, it was just when. And this time, Dave's name got mentioned. It was like, oh, yeah, let's go to Manchester. it was good.
Yeah, and album five, Everything Must Make Sense. That's going to be out in February 21st next year. What's it like to be album five? Over the space of, I don't know, 10 years or so.
Yeah, it's weird. It is weird. I think this might be... It probably is. No, is it? I was doing a podcast earlier and somebody said three albums within 3 years. Is that right? I don't know. I can't think. Honestly, you lose track. I don't think we've done... We haven't released an album every year for the last 3 years, have we? I honestly forget when the albums come out. It just carries on. Not to mention, we're always like one album in front. It's like...
Yeah, you are, aren't you? You've already written songs like, yeah. I've noticed that you as a band. Like, you're already kind of... I've already got the other one written anyway. So.
Yeah. So, but Yeah, I don't know. It does feel weird, but it sort of feels like if the songs are working and you're gelling as a band and the ideas are coming, then strike while the iron's hot. That's basically what we've been doing. Like, whilst we've got a bit of time off or any bits of time you sort of get, just try to use it wisely and be like, right, we know it's going to pick up then and you might be doing festivals or whatever, so you're not going to have time. Yeah. We've got a couple of weeks in September or whatever, let's go in, or, you know what I mean? And that's what we did. We didn't do it in one block. We did it in, we sort of like did a couple of days. I think the first tune was Death of Me. Then we might not have gone in for another month and then gone in like 4 days, maybe did two tunes, didn't quite finish all. And then after that, the next time we got in, I can remember it being like pretty much back to back. It was every week.
Yeah.
Monday to Thursday or something like that. And we sort of like base 2 days per track kind of thing. And then we allowed a load of a few more days, you know, just to tie everything up and interludes and all that. And then even then, after you've finished your final day in studio, you realise there's stuff to do. So I'd take it back to my studio here and do some BBs or do like some extra guitar parts, which we never figured out. Even on Man on the Loose, literally before that got put forward. And so Death of Me, we sorted, boxed off. We knew we wanted that as first single. Then we knew we wanted Man on the Loose as the next single. So to prioritise that. So I was like getting guitars down at last minute, sending them Dave, and I was on holiday at time, actually, and mixing it. I can remember literally being on the beach and like, he'd send a mix through and I'd be like, just turn that frigging delay up on vocal in the chorus.
Brilliant.
Just stupid stuff that no one even cares about. But the final mix, I was in Zante, and I can remember being on the beach looking out to sea, and I knew we'd gone back and forth on like tiny, tiny tweaks. And I rang him up and he'd made the changes. He was like, right, I get you. Sent it me. Got me in ears in and listened. Maybe it's just because I were in a good mood anyway, but I can remember listening to it thinking, that's banging. Like, I'll buzz it. Went, sign it off, Dave. Sounds class. Give me a mythos.
Yeah, give me a mythos. In Zante, it's going to be a mythos, hasn't it? But yeah, I mean, you're kind of into, it's the next, another chapter, isn't it, Sharks? You know, fifth album. And then you've announced also you have got a UK tour next year. A couple of dates in Europe. Nice, you know, in Germany. Yeah. Antwerp, I think, Berlin, Hamburg, I think.
Yeah.
Before you kick off the UK leg.
Yeah, I think there's a Paris date in there as well. There's a Amsterdam date. Yeah. So that's all in, that's in April, isn't it? And then, back to UK. I'm not going to list them all off, but it starts in Newcastle, everything in between, and then finish on a big Manchester date. I think that's the end of May.
Yeah.
Big Manchester date at Albert Hall. But yeah, like you said, it's the next chapter.
But before we even get there, you've got this mammoth tour with Shed 7 coming up in about... very, very soon. I had Rick Whittle on the show the other week, actually. He was like, it's going to be brilliant.
We can't wait. Honestly, we're big fans of Shed 7. I've not had the pleasure of meeting them all. What's the guitarist called now? Paul, is it?
I think
I've seen his...
testing me.
I think he's called Paul Banks. But yeah, we've not met all the band. We met Rick at... might have been Hardwick Festival or something like that years ago. In fact, funny story about that, on that gig, this festival, I'm sure it were Hardwick, is where Trent, the bass player, were backlining for us at the time. And fast forward years later, he's obviously now on bass. But I can remember Rick, he came and bobbed his head in and he were telling us, I think it's his daughter and his son, the big fans are our band at the time. They were like well into us, which were pretty cool. Like, it's surprising when anyone like comes up and says, oh, we're into your band, like it's always nice. But yeah, when Rick said that, like, for now, you just didn't know listening to you. So buzzing for it. It's a, like you say, it's a decent tour. I think it's like a solid month of gigs everywhere.
So everywhere, including one in the Octagon, which now is getting all the gigs from the Academy. 14th of November, we shed some. It's funny with the Octagon, because the Octagon years ago, like, you used to have all the gigs anyway. It's interesting, like, 20 years late or so, everything comes back to the Octagon. So, which seems it's quite sensible for university base, really.
I didn't even know about it until, like you said, till the O2, like, everything were happening with that, where it was like, oh, we're not sure if it's going to happen or whatever. And then that's when I heard about it. And then I ended up going to watch, that were it. I'd got tickets to watch Vaccines at the O2, and I think they moved it to Octagon. And I'm like, what is this? Like, I keep on hearing about Octagon. I've never seen it. I don't even know what it looks like inside or out. And I went in, it was mint, to be fair. And I can remember walking away from that gig thinking, like, when I was stood inside watching them, I was thinking, it's mint in here, like, proper vibe. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, it was weird. It was like all closed in and like drapes coming down, like a bit of a. It was cool. And I thought, I hope we can play that one day. And then Shed 7, like, that's first one. I'm like,
yeah, it's first gig, isn't it?
Yeah.
Opening night in Sheffield. So that's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be a blast, Kieran, I reckon.
Can't wait, mate. Honestly, can't wait. We'll see how it goes. I think we'll cross over pretty well with our fans. I think they'll get our music. We're pretty similar in style. It's all guitar-heavy stuff, which is obviously our thing. And, they seem to be well into the vinyl as well. So hopefully we can pick a few up for get a few pre-orders in the bag. So we'll see.
But Kieran, you're busy, your band always be busy as always. And over the years, I mean, you've obviously, you know, you've dealt with new lineups, all kinds of things over the years. And you're onto album 5, Everything Must Make Sense, out in February. Man of the Loose out now. Big Shed 7 tour. Big tour next year. Always ongoing. Always a pleasure to talk to you. About the band. Enjoy it.
Yeah, we will do, mate. Nice chatting to you. And thanks for constantly supporting us. We appreciate it. We really do. Right.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Nice one, buddy.
Cheers.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
The darkness and stare at the walls, wishing that I'd never known you at all. Selling my soul so I don't have to call you. Weeks pass and I haven't seen you go by. Hey, that I just haven't bothered to cry. Stare myself down in the mirror and promise I'm fine. Screaming in mind, it gets dry. Just to make the incision.
I'm wiping the blood off my hands in a panic. See a reflection just to make the incision. Cut out my heart, leave me with my liver. And you made me manic, it's dry and it's static. I'm wiping the blood off my hands in a panic. See a reflection just to make the incision. Cut out my heart, leave me with my liver.
Loving that. New from Indoor Foxes, and that is Manic. Thanks to Kieran from the Sherlocks. Looking forward to the new album as well. Always a pleasure to have him on the show. Great track, Man on the Loose, which we played. And now it's time for some music news. 6:39, you listen to Sheffield Live. This is The Backroom.
Music news.
So Liam Gallagher has addressed the fans who are unhappy with Oasis not booking younger bands for a sports slot. After weeks of speculation about who will be supporting them, they confirm Richard Ashcroft as a special guest for their 2025 UK and Ireland reunion tour. The former frontman of The Verve is set to open for the band on each day of the Trek next summer, 7 nights at London Wembley Stadium and 5 at Manchester Heaton Park. The news came after recent reports suggest that Ashcroft and Cast, who have not yet been announced, would join the Gallaghers on the tour. In a statement, Ashcroft said, as a fan from Dale was buzzing for many reasons when the news of Oasis was returned, and I can say with no exaggeration that their songwriting talent of Noel and Liam's pure spirit as a lead singer helped inspire me to create some of my best work. However, some fans felt it was a wasted opportunity to spotlight younger, more up-and-coming bands, particularly after many took to social media to speculate that Fontaine's DC and Cortinas might get the slot. Liam has since addressed them in a post on Twitter, X now, to all the folk who are crying about us not showing love to the young bands and not letting them support. There's levels to this game. I'm 99%. You are way off. So maybe they'll add somebody else. Who knows? Bastille's Dan Smith, he's enlisted his mum to sing on the group's new album. 38-year-old frontman asked his mum to contribute to the band's new tune, Telegraph Road, which is inspired by a poem his father wrote about the plight of homelessness. He told the Sun newspaper, "It was really, really nice. It's a lovely thing to have on the record." Dan's mum recorded backing vocals for the song on her birthday this year and will appear on the upcoming album, Ampersand Sign. His mum's no stranger singing. She taught as a folk singer to raise funds for her time at university. That's the music news. Okay, still coming up on the show tonight, we're chatting to Tribes frontman, and he's out on his own solo singer-writer Johnny Lloyd. Going to be talking to him very, very shortly. This is new from TTSSFU. This is Studio 54.
Thank you.
Loving that. Okay, Johnny Lloyd, frontman of Tribes, is back with a new solo album, which is going to be out on January 31st next year. It's called Punchline. Caught with him today as he's in London playing the Oslo venue tonight. This is a new track from him. This is If You Love Them, Let Them Go. Chatting to him straight after this.
Another weekend left unsaid, your cigarettes left by my bed. It was always me and you, it was always me and you. You leave me drenched in your perfume, said you wanted someone new. Guess the joke is all on me, guess the joke is all on me. Taste of whiskey on your lips, you ask me is there more than this. When did life become a drag, when did life become a drag? Every day it goes the same, disappointment push the blame. If you love them, let them go, if you love them, let them go. The day the angels fell to earth. Come around to get your things. You smile at me, I let you in. Did it always end this way? Did it always end this way? For a minute I'm happy, then you get up and you leave. I'm hopeless once again, I'm hopeless once again. Did the sun come up today? I wouldn't notice anyway. You're a shadow on the floor, you're a shadow on the floor. Heartbreak, it starts within, then it pushes through your skin. If you love them, let them go, if you love them, let them go. Ooh. The day the angels fell to earth. If you love them, let them go. The day the angels fell to earth. The day the angels fell to earth.
Welcome, Johnny Lloyd, to Sheffield Live, to the back room. How are you doing, Johnny?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I understand you're on tour right now. So appreciate your time. Whereabouts are you at the moment?
We're in Hackney in London today.
Okay.
It's the third night and it's the London show, so it should be good fun.
How's the tour going so far?
It's been good. It's been cool. I've been sort of playing alone, like acoustic, which I love, and some of these guys I've toured with before, like Nick. I toured with the Kaiser Chiefs with Tribes in 2010 in Europe.
Yeah,
and then I did the same with the Coots in like 2014, and we just UK tours with them quite a few times, and God knows how many like festivals. So I've kind of seen them, I know them well, and it's like nice to sort of be back together, you know, and sort of in different format.
Absolutely, they're a band called Everyone Says Hi, aren't they? So it's very nice to be with these members that you've kind of had contact with over the years.
Yeah, and some like seminal moments in definitely in our career as Tribes were our first big tours with the Kaiser Chiefs. So it's like,
yeah,
and they were good memories, you know, some of them.
Excellent. So you're back with your kind of first solo material in 3 years. Since La La La. Tell me about what was the process like since then? Because I know 2021 was obviously COVID time, really weird time for musicians, music industry. People didn't know what would return, really. So did you start writing this at that time? When did that process start for this album?
I think so. I mean, it was pretty full go with Tribes from 21 to 23. Mm. So I was recording like all the time with the band, and I had some songs on the back burner that I was working with a guy called Max Clivard, who's Max is Tom O'Dell's guitar player, but he's also his co-writer. He got nominated for Ivan Novello. He's a brilliant guy. And I love working for him or with him and just sort of trying to, you know, we always find a sort of new space, I think, me and him. But I didn't really have any kind of expectations to get a collection of songs together, but it was kind of slowly getting stronger and stronger. Mm. And they weren't songs I was going to use for Tribes. They just weren't right for the band. And it wasn't really feeling like that I'd even sort of put them across. So it was like, this stuff is probably for me. I'm not going to give it to some TV show. I'm actually going to put it out and like do something with it, you know? I think that's important occasionally. It's not just all about like cash and, you know, just trying to keep something back and like artistically move forward. And I use that a lot. My solo project is pretty much for that reason. It's like, it's an artistic endeavor, you know, rather than a big monetary one, you know? So I think it's kind of like, it's supposed to reflect like where I'm at. And there's some little moments on this new record that are quite difficult for me and like quite hard to write, and they're quite complex musically and just sort of different flavors that I haven't sort of done before that I'm like excited about. I was like, okay, luckily I've got this deal with Extra Mile and then like kind of let me do what I want. So it's like, I think it's ready. And they agreed, and now I'm going to properly tour it in like January, February. Whether that's by myself or with a bunch of guys, I don't really know yet. I'm just sort of trying to do some rehearsals in January and see how it sounds with both, I think.
Yeah, it goes. Yeah, so the album's called Punchline. The new single, If You Love Them, Let Them Go. Beautiful record. Really, really nice record. Looking forward to the kind of the whole album.
Yeah,
you're a busy guy. You've done songwriting, TV, film. You've got the Tribes are still, you're still doing stuff with them, kind of on and off.
Yeah,
aren't
you?
And things like that.
Yeah.
What do you prefer? Like, how is it like touring to being in the studio and stuff? Are you a kind of a touring person mainly, or would you prefer the studio, or a bit of both? Or
I think I'm a touring person, but it's changed a lot. I think Europe is kind of closed off and the tours are shorter now just due to the venues and the sort of problems bands have on the road financially. So I'm an incredibly impatient person. And probably got all those ADHD things, you know. So I like things to be done like once and quickly. So that really doesn't work for like making TV music and stuff like that. Kind of the job itself, it really annoys me because I have to do things over and over again. I don't love what I do all the time. But I like, I also recognize that, you know, I'm a dad now and I don't really want to be away like numbers I was sort of last decade. But I'm really enjoying playing again, and this week's been great, and I'm really looking forward to next year, and I think it'd be great to get in some really big old school long Tribes tours as well. So it's a difficult question. I think life changes around you kind of just sort of fit in through the cracks, way as survival, but like what job I do and like what form it takes. It's like, if I can keep calling myself a musician this long, it's a great thing. Like that's the aim, whether or not that's on the studio or that's on the road, I'll do whatever it kind of takes to keep going, you know?
No, absolutely. So you've got a couple of dates up, back up north, I think, Manchester on the 25th, well, tomorrow, and then Leeds Boudinnel on the Sunday as well. No Sheffield date as yet, but maybe that will come at another time. So kind of next year, you're thinking to tour the album, are you? And then potentially some more Tribe stuff.
Yeah, so January will be the tour for me, for my solo stuff, into February. Mm. The album's out January 31st. And then hopefully we'll be doing a new Tribes EP some early next year. Festivals. It's a headline tour, probably, yeah. I would say.
Sorry, I lost you a little bit at the end there. I think a little bit with the connection, but I've got you back, Johnny. But yeah, you mentioned kind of potentially festivals, yeah, for next year.
Yeah, I think so. And then a tour at the end of the year with Tribes, I hope.
Awesome. Johnny, thanks so much for talking to me tonight. The album's out, yeah, end of January. Good luck with the tour. Yeah, Leeds Day on Sunday, Manchester Day tomorrow. Album Punchline out January. New singles out. If you love them, let them go. Thanks, Johnny, for your time today. Enjoy the tour.
Thank you, mate. See you in a bit. Bye.
Okay, that's pretty much it for tonight. That's Electric Enemy. Stop Falling in Love. Let's do some gigs. What's happening in Sheffield this week? Local and national gigs. For tonight, busy night in Sheffield. Maximo Parker at the Lemmill Steel Stage. Modern Love is down at Yellow Arch. Tomorrow, Ferocious Dog are at Corporation. And Spectres are at Hat. Saturday, Tinder Sticks at the Octagon, Castor at the Foundry. Sunday, Clock DVA is at Yellow Arch. Monday, Catfish Keith is at Greystones. Tuesday, Adamantus at City Hall. And Wednesday, Cud are at the Lead Mill. Some other gigs that have been announced. Block Party have announced Castleville Bowl on the 10th of July. Tickets go on sale on the 1st of November at 9. Sam Fender's announced a tour. Leeds Arena, 4th of December, then going to Manchester for the 6th, 7th, and then London, 10th, 12th, and Birmingham on the 13th. Tickets go on sale for that tomorrow at 10. And Yannis at the Yaw, Manchester New Century on the 9th of December. 10th of December, Bristol Marble Factory. And the 11th of December, Shepherd's Bush Empire. Those tickets go on sale at 9. Okay, thanks tonight for Kieran from the Sherlocks to chatting to us. Johnny Lloyd to chatting to me. That's it. I'll see you next week. I'm going to finish with this track from Kelly Lee Owens. This is Higher. See you next week.